Hi, you are listening to CRPS Inside Out, and this is Jana Rowling, and I've been thinking about my horse. I have a horse, and I haven't been able to go see him in too many months, and I haven't been able to ride him in like a year and a half, 2 years. And it's really, this one, losing my ability to do that has probably been the hardest thing that I've dealt with. When it comes to having CRPS and POTS and fibromyalgia, I haven't been able to go. For a while there, I was able to go and have people help me tack up my horse, and you know, I could walk with him a little bit around the ranch, maybe go on a super short trail ride, you know, nothing too crazy. And you know, I haven't been able to trot, you know, or let alone canter in many years. Because what was happening is that I'd ride my horse and then I'd be in bed for a few days. And then it got to a point where I'd ride and I'd be in bed for the week. And then I'd ride again and then I'd be in bed for another week. And it just, as far as quality of life and being able to participate in other things, I just had to decide to not ride. Or if I did, it was just a little bit of light walking with him. My horse, his name is Remington, and we call him Remy. He was abandoned 5-6 years ago when the recession hit. A lot of horses, animals, period, were being dropped off, you know, different places and just left. Or when it comes to horses, people would just stop paying their board. And so the horses are at the ranch and the ranch owner is suddenly, you know, stuck with these horses. So Remy was one of those situations where, yeah, he was left for a couple of years at the ranch where I used to have horses. And so the owner of the ranch gave us a call and said, "Hey, I think you might like this horse." And we were able to get to know him, and then ultimately she ended up selling him to us for, I'm not even going to say how much because it was nothing, basically. I mean, nothing. And what happens is, since, you know, financially with my, you know, I'm not working, so my husband actually works at the ranch and on the weekends, and he gets paid, and then he's able to pay the board with that money. And the ranch owner is really amazing. It's the best ranch I've ever experienced in, you know, since I was a kid, having horses or leasing them or riding them or whatever. So it's great because it's a really quiet ranch, and it's really close to the mountains, like the foothills, and then it's close to this big park that has arenas and stuff that you can ride in. It's a full-on horse facility, and it's for the city. And then also there are bridle paths going through all the neighborhoods. So I can just get on my horse, or at least I used to just get on my horse, and I could decide, okay, do I want to go in the mountains today? Do I want to go over to the arena and riding the arena, or do you know, like, what do I want to do? And oh, we have a great arena at the ranch as well. It's nice and big and well taken care of. It's just amazing. And the owner is great because, like, she'll take care of whatever, you know, like, I have full confidence that no matter what might happen to my horse, I will get a call and she will take care of it. She really watches out for them. So very blessed in that way. And yeah, I just, you know, I miss him. I miss him a lot. And I'm going to play for you a couple of videos. Well, it's the sound, but I was attempting to start to do some videos, but I only got two done. One is only 7 seconds long, and the other is a few, 4 or 5 minutes, but that was all I was able to do before I really couldn't go to the ranch anymore. So, yeah, I'll add those to the, to this, and yeah, I'll do that now. Just take a pause and go ahead and do that. Good morning, everyone. I am actually at the ranch, and the stars have aligned, and so I'm able to actually come down today, and with the help of some of my friends, I'm gonna be able to get on my horse, and I'm really excited about that. This is Remington. He's so cute. Thought I'd let him out for a little bit in the turnout, but he's not doing much except hanging around me. But what I really wanted to talk about, oh, there he goes. He might even roll. Woohoo! That's the cutest thing. But I wanted to talk about friendship this morning. Not only friends, you know, people friends, human friends, but animal friends too. I don't know what I would have done without my horse and my cats. You know, during this time that I've been, you know, I'm dealing with some medical conditions, and you know, it can be really tough, but to have the animals around, at least when I don't have a person around, has been a really huge blessing, because they just love you anyway, you know, and you can talk to them and they're like, whatever, I'll listen, you know, which is great. So friendship is really what I want to talk about this morning, because friends are so important. And I'm going to tell you that it wasn't that long ago that I just did not have any friends. For 4 years or so, I kind of pulled away from my friends. And the reason I did that is because of my diagnoses that I got. It's like, the main one is CRPS, by the way, complex regional pain syndrome. And then I got a couple others, but, I didn't have any friends. I isolated, I pulled away. And part of that was that I noticed that, well, there were two things going on. One is that I thought I was a burden. I thought that, you know, I couldn't go out to lunch with people because guess what? I not only can't drive, but you're going to have room for my wheelchair, you know, and it was embarrassing, you know, it was different. I wasn't used to, being disabled in any way. And so, it kind of sucked, and I felt like a real burden, to people. And I just said, you know what, if a friend is going to stay with me and help me, then they're going to be a true friend. Oh, he's seeing what I'm doing. Don't you love the noses? They're so cute. Oh, and there he goes. Someone drove up on a cart and he decided to take off, and he did a little kick toward me. So I'm going to get on him for that turkey. But anyway, friendship. I didn't have friends, and I found myself really alone because I spend a lot of time resting at home. And so, I was alone, and you know, yeah, I had my animals, but so I just started praying for friends. Sorry if the video is shaky. I started praying for some friends, and the Lord actually sent them my way. And I'm so excited because the friends that I have now, they don't see my illnesses as a burden. They don't, it, you know, it's just not. They're very helpful, to, you know, with me. And since I can't necessarily go with them or go places, especially in the summer when it's too hot for me to be outside, they actually come to my house. And, you know, it's amazing. Every week they come to my house and we play, we pray, we cook, we, you know, just do all sorts of things. Here's my man again. Oh, and there he goes. Sorry, seasickness for you, but he's a dork. I love him. So, but my friends, oh my gosh, my friends, I'm so grateful for them. And so I just want to encourage you today that if you feel like you need better friends, then you know what? Pray
and dump the ones that are not good for you, because, you know, they're not good for you. You got to stay positive. And, you know, the Lord, when you pray, he'll show you. He'll show you which friends to keep and which friends not to keep, so to speak. So just pray. Just pray, because I told, you know, like I said, I was pretty lonely. So I love y'all. I'm going to see if I can get on my horse here in a few. And I just want you to have an amazingly blessed day. And I just pray that you get really good friends. So I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Look, my mom has
I'm on my horse. Woohoo!
Yeah, so you can hear how excited I get when I'm actually able to get on my horse, or when I was. I'm hoping to be able to do it again with some physical therapy and help, obviously, but I really want to be able to go and at least feed him some apples and some carrots and spoil him a little bit, even if I don't get to actually get on him. That would be nice. It'd be really amazing to be able to do that. So I'm going to call this one done. And thank you so much for listening. As always, shoot me an email at crpsinsideout@gmail.com. If you've got any questions or you just want to chat. And I love you. And remember, take it one day at a time. Bye.